All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I've got a question. Are you guys ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner, and we've got Yomazari Revenger. Yamazome Revenger. Yamazome Revenger. That's it. That's the one. Yeah. Anyway, this one is a little different. You get to corrupt the heroines, and apparently is kind of an RPG in a way. Apparently the battle is just kind of a complement to the story. And it looks interesting enough. You can pick it up for about 34. I think it's still on sale, but I'm not sure. It was $31 for me. It might be $34 or $35 for you, but that's a Just USA. So go ahead and get a copy if you like what you see here. Hold on. Let me go back a little bit. There is a scene, the opening, that I cannot show because it has just a little bit of boobies. And YouTube's not going to like those boobies. So we're not going to be able to show that. And this one's kind of more for YouTube than it is for the acronym site. However, if you guys like it, we will do more on whatever seems to get more hits. If YouTube likes it and like, oh man, we really want more of this, YouTube will get it. If acronyms like it and they want more, we'll do more. They may want something more rough and tough, like, you know, maggot baits or something like that. They may want more crazy content. I think they're more on the hentai life, the how to live a healthy hentai life is what they want. So we'll see. This is just a test, and it's a promotion. It's a promotion for the game. So without further ado, let's begin. The full moon hangs ominously in the sky. I watch it from the rooftop as I wait for my opponent to arrive. Ah, there you are. A figure draws closer, clicking their heels against the concrete while drawing their sword. It is I, Saint Punisher Aquila. Are you sure it's Aquila? Okay. I have descended here to relieve you from your sinful burdens through divine mercy and judgment. Oh, come on! I was supposed to be fighting the goddess. Why are you here instead? I, Saint Punisher, am the goddess's sword and executioner. You have no right to question me. I didn't mean it like that, dumbass. It's simple. You're a weakling that's never managed to beat me. Where's an adversary that's actually worth my time? Fret not, for I am also here. Another woman appears, clad in shining light ill-suited for darkness. In a shining light ill-suited for darkness. Well, 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 look who decided to show up. You're as hot as ever, titty goddess. Spare me your prattle and ready your guard. Today you shall fall before me. I wouldn't underestimate myself if I were you, woman. You'll be the one falling to your knees. I won't stand for it. Today you will be facing justice. It's cute how you think the two of you alone can defeat me. No, I still have an ace up my sleeve. The space in front of me starts to warp. Dots and lines, darkness and light, strength and weakness, everything twists into an unsightly shape. Ugh! What the hell is this? My entire world has changed in the blink of an eye. The sparkling moon is no longer above us, nor is the rooftop beneath us. Really, this whole area is in poor taste, but I think I know what it is. You've got yourself a zone field, huh? Who'd have thought that the goddess's secret technique would merely be an imitation of my own power? I mean, you didn't even do a good job. On the contrary, it's actually completely different from yours. I call it the Absolute Zone, the ultimate form of defense. Ha! You think I give a shit about its name? I never thought I'd find someone else with the ability to create zone fields. Not like I could have stopped her in the first place. She is the goddess, after all. I have limited your powers greatly here. That, however, is not the only surprise I have for you. Of course there's more to it. Alright, let's see it. The space before me warps once more and another woman appears before me. I, Princess Knight Arnesta, heed your call, goddess. Brace yourself, Dark Lord Clive Hertz. I don't think she's a robot, but she has, like, robot parts and stuff. I don't know. What are those things on her head? Is that a thing that goes around her? Or is she actually a robot? We gotta know. We gotta know if that's a robot waifu. Don't play with me. Codename Silence. Clive, I shall erase you from the face of the earth. Hey guys, I'm here now. Capable of solving anything with magic and a smile, it's magical girl Citron-chan, or Citron-chan. I'll wipe that little smirk off your face, Clive. It's been quite some time, darling. I, Twilight Princess Labyrinth, am at your service, goddess. What? That's it? You set up this goddess domain to summon these suckers from another dimension? It's not goddess domain, it's absolute zone. My heroines have all been granted it. Hold on. My heroines have also been granted its power. Dark Lord Clive Hertz, today we shall strike you down. Yeah, it sure looks like they've got some sort of power. That doesn't mean I won't still win, though. I exert my power, trying to trap everyone in my own zone field. The goddess, however, retaliates by expanding her own zone field, completely neutralizing mine. Damn it! I know what you're trying to do, Clive. Do you truly expect me to stand here and do nothing? This can't be. Her power rivals my own. It's almost as strong. No, it might be even stronger. Hark, the time to vanquish Dark Lord Clive Hertz has come. Onward, my heroines! Prepare yourself, Dark Lord Clive Hertz. With Arnesta in the lead, the five heroines charge toward me. Shit! Five against one isn't fair! Ah! Gotta skip it. Sorry, guys. The boobies. Ah! Just as my vision goes blank, I open my eyes and find myself staring at the ceiling in my room. It was all just a dream. Man, what was that all about? It felt so real. No, it felt extremely real. There were so many cute girls, too. One of them looked straight out of a fantasy novel. Her bare thighs peered out from the top of her and over the knee socks, just below the skirt. Her fine sword complemented the gallant beautiful look of her face. My, how I'd love to see her tangled up in tentacles. Really? One of the other girls wore high-tech armor on top of what looked like a swimsuit, so I guess she can be confirmed to not be a robot waifu. Oh well. Her clothes are pretty tight, making it easy to tell she had a curvy body. I really like that about her. I'd love to see those clothes rip right off her body, and don't even get me started on her developing chest. Oh Lord, sir, you are in such a bad way. Come to think of it, there was a magical girl, too. I was charmed by her cute, fluffy garments, so tearing them apart would feel pretty rapey. Oof! She looked pretty sexy in those tight clothes, but she'd be even sexier if she were naked. There was some Hero of Justice type, too. Her regal-looking battlesuit gave me a good view of her curvy body. Her silky, gorgeous hair didn't match well with her massive sword, but the contrast between them was, in a word, fantastic. And her big boobs, damn, how I wish I could have fondled them in that dream. Oh yeah, there was a goth girl too. Her size made her look like a reaper. If I could flirt with a woman as titillating as her in real life, I'd die without regrets. Oh, I almost forgot. There was also a goddess. Her blonde hair radiated an angelic aura, and yet she didn't seem to be wearing a bra. It felt like her boobs were inviting me in. Ah, if someone like her had appeared in my life, I'd ask her to marry me in a heartbeat. Oof! Don't do that, folks. Damn, I wish I could paint these girls on the canvas of my mind. I'd have jerk-off material for ages. Oh, man. This guy. I would die for some eroge developer to make a porn game with girls just like them. Well, I think you got your wish, sir. I could chip in with so many great ideas, and it'd be totally worth it. I sigh and get up from my bed. I kick back with some bread, turning on the TV to watch the news. It's the same as ever. Society is peaceful, celebrities involved in their scandals, yada yada. Ah, that dream I had was really something. I wish I could assault girls from another world, even if I can only do it in a dreamland. Wait, shit, what am I thinking? I'm turning into a brain-dead Aero gamer. If Iaka found out, she'd be pissed. But the one I played last week was hella good. It was all about a high-ranking member of an evil organization subduing absurdly powerful heroines and climbing his way up to Echelon, whatever. We get it. The story was amazing, but the gameplay was pretty challenging. I wish more games had heroines like the ones in it. I bet that's why I had that horny dream. I gotta get it together, man. What am I even doing? What am I making excuses? Luckily, I live alone, so nobody can catch me doing anything embarrassing. But I have to do all the household chores and stuff all by myself, which kind of blows. Whoops, it's that time already. At the sound of the bell, I shove what's left of the bread in my mouth and start to get a move on. I chug my milk and rush my dishes to the kitchen. I give them a quick rinse, then pick my bag up from the living room and head out. I open the entrance door and see a girl in my school's uniform. It's my next door neighbor, Ayaka Asahina. I hope I got that right. Don't crucify me for this, Japan. I'm trying. She always comes to pick me up for school. Morning, Kazu-kun. Don't forget to lock the door, okay? Morning, Ayaka. Don't worry. It's locked, see? I have no doubts that I locked the door properly, but I turned the knob nonetheless to prove it to her. She nods, satisfied. You know, my mom left the house without locking the door yesterday. When she came back and realized, she was all worried that a thief got inside. Uh-huh. Sounds stressful. I don't think it's that big of a deal if you forget to lock it once or twice, but you really should be careful. Thanks for your concern, but it's not like I have anything worth stealing. But a thief would still make a big mess while looking around. That'd be a problem, don't you think? Yeah, I guess you have a point. It goes without saying that I wouldn't want a criminal to enter my home, but the thought of having to clean up the mess after them scares me even more. I don't even bother cleaning up half the time, but Ayaka likes to tidy up even when it's not that messy. Speaking of which, do you need me to come clean up soon? I'm good, thanks. I can do it myself. I really don't mind, you know? You don't have to worry about me going through your stuff. Oh, I'm not worried about that. I just don't want to bother you with my problems. But you know, I love cleaning. Knowing her, she wouldn't stop until she cleaned my whole house. Besides, it's not like I can goof around and let her do all the cleaning by myself. I always end up helping her. That's a real pain in the ass, so I'd just rather she didn't bother. Anyway, the weather's nice today, huh? Ha! It's making me sleepy. Sheesh, it's not the weather's fault you're tired. I bet you didn't sleep at all last night, did you? You caught me there. I was up past 3 in the morning playing a game. Kazu-kun, don't tell me. It was another pervy game, wasn't it? Hey, stop assuming I'm always playing those games, please. Sharp as always, Ayaka. It wasn't just a porn game, though. It was a rape game. Ayaka's been giving me so much shit ever since she found an eroge in my room about half a year ago. She found a tentacle rape eroge and of all things, was absolutely pissed. She started sobbing and threw a pillow at me, rampaging around my room and leaving it a total mess. We're back to normal nowadays, but back then she ignored me for a whole week. It was terrible. You really like those kinds of games where bad things happen to girls, don't you? Well, I'd never do anything like that in real life, I swear! Even if I wanted to, which I don't, there's no way, even if I could. Besides, that's not the only kind of game I play. I really don't like your obsession with that stuff, but I guess it's normal for boys to be a little interested. Now, I mean, she is right there. It is normal. I make sure to play in moderation. I really do. Okay, I believe you. Now that I think about it, one of the girls that appeared in my dream had clothes that could easily fit Ayaka to a T. Or is it Ayaka? It might be Ayaka. Ayaka to a T. She wore a mini skirt, some sort of princess knight armor, and a long sword. Damn, I'm getting a boner. I need to be more careful. By the way, Ayaka, how long has it been since you've been picking me up for school? Huh? How long? Since your grandma passed away, so I guess it's been since we were in elementary school? Alright, topic change successful. Now to get rid of my hard-on. I say to myself, but then I look at Ayaka. She's staring at me, deep in thought. She really is cute and with big breasts to boot. It's hard not to look. I'm a horny boy, after all. Hmm? What's the matter? Is there something on my face? A pair of eyes, a nose, and a mouth. That's funny. I wouldn't be able to live if I didn't have them. Yeah, for sure. Glad that's not the case. Why did you suddenly ask him about me picking you up for school, though? You must be at that age where you're embarrassed about walking to school with your childhood friend, huh? Psh, no way! I'm too old for something like that. Heck, I bet other guys would be crying of happiness if they could switch places with me. I don't mind walking with you. Oh, okay. I'm glad to hear that, but it's a little weird that you're bringing up other guys. More than not minding, I'm honestly pretty happy to be walking with her. Now that would be too embarrassing. Being childhood friends is complicated. Well, like I already said, I really don't mind walking with you. I was just thinking about it. Is that so? Okay then. Should we head to school now? Yeah, oh, and on that topic, we probably should have just talked while we walked. Me too. Don't worry, we still have plenty of time. She gives me a gentle smile and walks cheerfully. Ah, yes, and about that. Oh! Ayaka interrupts our chat and runs ahead. She catches up with a girl walking by and waves at her. Morning, Nao-chan. Oh, good morning, Asahina-senpai, Kiyama-senpai. Morning, Ayase. The short-haired girl, Ayase, bows to greet the both of us. Well, the two of us, whatever. If you didn't know her, you'd think she was nervous, but that's just how she is. I suppose I describe her as the quiet type. She's a year below me, and we're both members of the school's literature club. Ayase steps in between us, joining us on our walk. You stayed up late, didn't you, Nao-chan? Ah, how did you know? Huh? You really did? No, I didn't. It's painfully obvious she did. Ayase isn't super expressive, but I can tell when she's lying. She probably stayed up late watching anime. Sheesh, staying up late is bad for your skin. Don't do that, okay? Okay, I'm sorry. Now, don't be so hard on her. If she was up late, it was probably for a good reason, right, Ayase? She nods furiously. That was pretty cute for such a small, expressionless girl. Good job, Ayase. Come on, Kazuko-kun, you can't spoil her no matter how cute she is. Guys are way too cute girls, it's not my fault. I'm not cute. No, you totally are. Have some more confidence in yourself. Just don't get caught by some weird guy, okay? Okay, I'll be careful. Oh, hold still, Nao-chan. Ayaka moves her hand to Ayase's hair. Ayase. Okay, I'm just making sure I'm getting these right. Ayase's hair, gently brushing a frizzy strand with her fingers. There, all good now. You had a strand of hair sticking out. Oh, thank you. It happens. It's not like you can see the back of your head. You really like taking care of people, don't you, Ayaka? I mean, you're always helping me out, too. You think so? It just feels like the right thing to do. Sorry if I bothered you, Nao-chan. No, you didn't bother me. Thank you for always looking after me. Ayaka and Ayase really looked like sisters when they acted like this. Each and every day, I'm blessed with a view of this beautiful pair of sisters. He's got that in quotations there. Kazuko-kun, are you being gross over there? No, you got the wrong idea. I was just thinking the two of you would really look like sisters. Oh, I see. Hey, Nao-chan, try calling me One-chan. One-chan, I love you. I kind of like it, but it's also kind of embarrassing. Ayaka's face flushes deep red, but she looks happy. Ayase cocks her head, looking at Ayaka curiously. How about me, Ayase? Try calling me Oni-chan. It's too embarrassing. No dice, huh? I wanted my fair share of Nao-chan cuteness. Kazuko-kun, you wanted to make Nao-chan say something cute to you like, I love you, didn't you? Ahaha, you can't accuse me of something that never happened. Nao-chan, don't hesitate to ask me for help if he harasses you, okay? I'll always be on standby, ready to take your call in the cooking club. Okay, I will. Oh, give me a break. Don't make it sound like I'm some perverted stalker. Don't worry, it's just a joke. I know you're a good person, Senpai. It's a relief to hear that. I don't know what I'd do if she said she hated me. All's well that ends well. Oh yeah, I'll be making some cookies today, so expect me to drop by your club, you two. Sounds great, can't wait. I'm looking forward to it as well. Ayaka sometimes has us try the food that she makes in the cooking club. I always look forward to tasting her cooking. Whoop! Somebody that's doing a quality check. You missed one. We continued our friendly chat while walking to school. Being a first year ISA attends classes on a different floor from us. I'll see you two later. See ya. Later, ISA. Having said our goodbyes to ISA, Ayaka and I head to our classroom. Walking down the usual noisy highway, we hear a commotion behind us. Oh, good morning, Murasaka-san. Good morning. Good morning, Murasaka-senpai. Thank you. Good morning to you, too. Holy, Murasaka-san greeted me back. Murasaka-senpai really is the best. Like Moses parting the Red Sea, Natsuki-chan clears her way through the crowd. Elegantly passing by, she greets everyone, waving her hand. Morning, Natsuki-san. Natsuki-san, good morning. Good morning. Oh, excuse me. Good morning, Kazunori-san, Ayaka-san. Natsuki-san causes a stir as she approaches Ayaka and me. We head towards the classroom to stop annoying the other students by standing around in the hall. Natsuki-san's surname is Murasaka, and I'm pretty sure her grandfather is the president of a big company. People treat her like a refined young lady due to her being in the gifted classes. You're as popular as ever, Natsuki-san. It has nothing to do with me, really. It's all thanks to my grandfather's fame. On the contrary, I think you yourself give off sort of an elegant air. Well, I appreciate that you treat me all the same, Kazunori-san. Well, yeah, it's too weird for me to try and act all formal. Ah, you're right. Even so, thank you for being so laid back. Natsuki-san's very kind. No wonder she's so popular. The first time we met, I was taken aback by her beauty, and I could barely even say her name. Nowadays, I'm on a first-name basis with her because she and Ayaka are in the cooking club together. Did you know we're baking cookies in our club today, Kazunori-san? Yeah, Ayaka told me. Are you gonna make some too? Yes, my cookies might not turn out as well as the Ayaka-san's, but I promise you I'll do my very best.
Whoa!
Murasaka-san's handmade cookies! I'm so jealous! I hear the boy cry out in jealousy, and I can't help but grin. I need to calm myself though, or Ayaka's gonna get mad at me again. Rule number one, anime wide foods live on sweets. Prove me wrong. Don't worry, they'll turn out fine. We'll be using a cookie cutter, so at the very least, they'll be shaped right. The recipe is very easy too. You won't even have to worry about cutting yourself. Oh, I bet Natsuki-san normally taste tests for Ayaka. That way, she doesn't have to worry about injuring herself. I'm sure she wants to cook something herself since she's in the cooking club and all. Cookies, you say? If you have some to spare, why don't you send them to the student council? I hear a familiar voice behind me and turn around, but no one's there. Hey, what are you looking at? I'm over here. Wait, are you playing a joke on me? A girl's head suddenly pops up in front of me. I take a step back and smile wryly. Good morning, Prez. You're doing this on purpose, aren't you? I'll let it slide just this once, but I'm not the student council president anymore. Can you stop calling me that already? Oh yeah, Kirishima-senpai. Kirishima-senpai. Ah, see, I got it! Good morning, Leon-chan. I can absolutely send some cookies to the student council. I wonder if her name is pronounced like Leon? Cause I don't know, it wouldn't be Leon, like Resident Evil Leon, would it? Great, thanks. I'm sure they'll be very happy. This is Leon Kirishima, the former student council president, a respectable upperclassman despite her short stature. We all call her either Prez or Mini Lion. She despises the latter nickname, though. That's why no one calls her that to her face. Oh, she's short. She's like the same height as the other waifus here. They're all about the same height. She actually looks taller in the picture. Kiyama, you were thinking something awful about me, weren't you? Your senses are as sharp as a wild beast. Yes, I was. Please forgive me. Like, rule number two, anime waifus can also tell when you're thinking naughty things about them. It's just like a second fucking sense. It's like, you're thinking something naughty about me, aren't you? No. Where did you ever get that idea? Of course not. Well, I'll let you off the hook this time since you're honest. Haha, much appreciated. Oh dear, Leon-chan. It is Leon-chan. Leon-chan, don't tease him so much. We were just joking. Oh right, have you submitted your club's activity schedule yet, Kiyama? Oh shoot, I forgot. Ah, I knew it. There's a handful of clubs that haven't done so. Your club doesn't have any competition, so it's not a big deal, but I'd appreciate it if you hurry up. I'll get it taken care of by the end of the day. More importantly, you're still helping the student council? Sometimes, but not every day. It wouldn't do them any good if I did everything for them. Leon-chan just can't say no. She's a good girl. What are you talking about? I'm not doing it because I want to. And stop calling me Leon-chan in front of everybody. It's embarrassing. Duly noted, Kirishima-senpai. Sorry, forget what I said. Just call me like you always do. Kirishima-senpai is even worse. Wow, this is the first time I've ever seen Kirishima-senpai blush. This is so cute. Huh? Hey, stop smiling like idiots, you silly lovebirds. Who are you calling lovebirds? Kazu-kun and I are just childhood friends. We're nothing like lovebirds. You literally responded at the same time, saying almost exactly the same thing. No wonder everyone thinks you're dating. I know there's rumors going around about us, so I'm not too happy hearing it come out of my friend's mouth. That's right, Leon-chan. They haven't started dating yet, so they can't be lovebirds. Natsuki-san, you took her far too seriously. Natsuki-san often misunderstands joke, but that's part of her charm. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be eating in the cafeteria today. Would you all like to join me? I guess that's fine. I'll gladly join. Sounds good to me, too. That's wonderful. Well then, shall we meet at the cafeteria entrance at lunch break? I'm okay with that. See you at noon, then. Kirishima-senpai waves, then turns around and walks away. I didn't know you guys were buddies, Natsuki-san. Me neither. And you even called her Leon-chan. Do you want to know why that is? Yeah, we do. And the world will never know. Oh my, that's the bell. I'll tell you all about it at lunch break. Natsuki-san gives a small bow, a small bow. I keep thinking for some reason, I did this earlier with another one where somebody gave a bow. I was like, no, they didn't give anybody a bow. It's a bow. Don't forget, in the Japan culture, it's very customary to bow. Natsuki-san gives a small bow and takes elegant strides towards her classroom. I follow her with my gaze, but then head to class too after Ayaka snaps me back to reality. Ah! The noisy classroom turns quiet once the door is open. Got a nice teacher here. Our homeroom teacher, Chihiro-sensei, walks through. She has a classic, old-fashioned look with glasses and ponytail, but a rigid posture makes her come across as uptight. Now I'll be taking addendums. I can't believe I fumbled my words twice. This time I didn't fuck up, people. It's part of the script. Are you okay, Sensei? I'm fine. Let's try again, Adachi-kun.
Hi.
Well, here. Well, yeah, you get it. Abe-kun? Here. Looking a bit frazzled, Chihiro-sensei continues taking attendance. It's just like her to make little mistakes like that. That's why we all find her so adorable. Okay, as for important announcements, there are none. Everyone give your all in all your studies. Let's go, class. Fight, fight, fight. That's usually not a good thing to say, like, in an anime classroom. It's like, oh, they want to fight, huh? And then it becomes fucking, like, Baki the Grappler in your classroom. She clenches her fist and says her usual catchphrase. I should be used to it by now, but I still have to hold back a laugh. Chihiro-sensei would look like a model if she let her hair down and wore contacts. I'm trying to see that. But you have to take the glasses off first. And she's got the long hair. Perhaps. Maybe. She's so shy, though. I can't imagine her doing something like that. Now I know she'd probably make a really great gravure idol. Not that I know anything about gravure idols. What a waste. She has everything going for her. Ayaka sighs. I can't say I don't understand her. I have to admit, it's just like Chihiro-sensei to make one feel disappointed. So, We'll be starting class now. Everyone, please open your textbooks. Picturing her without glasses on, I open my textbook. The cafeteria gets crowded at lunch break. There's always a barrage of students scrambling for seats, but thanks to Ayaka, we don't have to worry. What a pleasant surprise. Who would have thought that their prices would be so reasonable? Whoa! Natsuki-san inadvertently pushes her breast forward, causing the boys to gasp in awe. As like nosebleeds and all, folks, I have to stop myself from joining in with them. Kazuka-kun, you're being perverted again, aren't you? I don't know about that. Why don't you try imitating Natsuki-san and find out? What a pleasant surprise. Who would have thought that their prices would be so reasonable? Ayaka presses her breast forward, cocking her head to the side and smiling. Yep, no matter how many times I see that smile of hers, I can't help but think how pretty she is. Whoa! I guess Ayaka is popular with the boys too. Ah, this is actually kind of humiliating. Oh lord, here they go. Aha, I would have thought the cafeteria food prices would be so reasonable. I'm shook. Eek! The boys, including me, freeze in terror. The noisy cafeteria turns dead silent. Are you stunned and silenced by how cute I am, or maybe you're just scared to say? It's the former. I'll let you off the hook then. Karishima-senpai reluctantly accepts my excuse as usual. What a relief. Seriously, I never expected anything like that from her. Leon-chan, you should talk like that more often. Don't be ridiculous. Anyway, eat your meal before it gets cold. Yeah, we should. Let's eat. Let's dig in. Natsuki-san and I are having the daily special. It's a Western-themed meal consisting of hamburger steak with broccoli, carrots, and corn. I wouldn't be surprised if they offered something similar in restaurants. The daily special with miso soup costs only 350 yen. If I'm not mistaken, that is $3.50. Super affordable for students. Maybe that is 35 cents. I'm not really sure. Somebody can give me the math on that. I was told that you take the decimal point, you basically move it to the right. So instead of 350, it's just $3.50 or something like that. Oh no, yeah, no, you move it to the left. So instead of 350, it's gonna be like $3.50, something like that. So like 1350 yen would be $13.50, if I'm not mistaken. There may be a little less, a little more in some areas, but that's more or less what it is, 1350. How is it, Natsuke-san? That hamburger steak, this hamburger steak is delicious. There's a lot of things on the menu that sound tasty, so I may become a regular customer. Seems like you're enjoying yourself. You see? I'm really just an ordinary girl with ordinary tastes. Won't your housekeeper get lonely if you keep having hot lunches here, though? Oh, you have a point. That would be a problem indeed. Yeah, you're a rich kid after all. Normal people don't have caretakers. Ayaka takes a spoonful of her lunch. I'm pretty sure she prepares her own lunchbox every day. The more I stare at our lunch, the more delicious it looks. I don't want any of it or anything. There's not a whole lot there. Do you want a bite, Kazakun? I don't mind sharing it with you. I swear, it's like you can read my mind. I can't say no if you're offering. So how about I give you some of mine in exchange for your omelet? Sure, here you go. I'll take a bite of your hamburger steak. I'll take a bit of your hamburger steak then. She places some of her omelet on my dish, then takes and drops a slice of my hamburger steak in her lunchbox. It's more than a fair exchange if you ask me. You two are getting along awfully well. I feel awkward just watching you. Seriously, there's nothing going on between us. Do you want some of my lunch too? No, it's fine. If I want some, I'll ask Natsuke to share hers instead. Oh, no problem at all. Natsuke-san cuts a slice of her hamburger steak and brings it to Kirishima-senpai's mouth. Ayaka and I freeze in shock. It's fine. I was joking. I mean, this is, Natsuke-san smiles and tilts her head towards the blushing Kirishima-senpai. If you don't want it, I'll take it. Ugh, fine. I'll eat it. As if I'd let you eat her hamburger steak. Oomph, oomph, oomph. How is it? Well, it's tasty, I guess. I rarely see Kirishima-senpai so meek. She's typically stubborn and outspoken. I got to see it twice today, so it must be my lucky day. Kiyama, stop grinning like an idiot. Give up, you can't win against Natsuki-san. Damn it, that pisses me off. By the way, I was wondering, Natsuki-san, were you and Leon-chan acquaintances before? Oh right, the bell interrupted our talk this morning. You see, we've been going to all the same school since we were little. You could even call us childhood friends. Oh, I see. That's a little surprising, though. I rarely ever see you two together at school. Well, yeah, we're in different grades. What's more, I'm always busy with student council work. We played together all... Oh, there's another one! We played together all the time when we were children, but after I grew taller than her, we stopped hanging out so much. Stop talking about height. You beat me in more than one respect. Kirishima-senpai's gaze is fixed on a particular area of Natsuki-san's body. She stares intently at it, and so do Yaka and I. I have to agree with her. Natsuki-san's boobs have enormous destructive power. I try to avert my eyes, but I can't. For sure, she's pretty overwhelming in that regard. I can't compete with Natsuki-san on that front either. It's best not to think about it. Huh? Don't mind me, it's just my inferiority complex kicking in. It's not your fault. I mean, she's built like Hitomi Tanaka and they're, you know, not. So yeah, all the girls are like, well... You kinda, you know, that enormous destructive power. That's pretty much gonna say it right there. Also, wasn't it because of you that we couldn't play anymore? You got into the gifted classes and were too busy. All right, that was indeed because of me. Please forgive me. Don't be sorry, it's okay, really. Kirishima-senpai apologizes, then munches on her bread roll. Natsuki-san's different when she's around her childhood friend. Wait, does that mean she's forcing herself to act formally around everyone else? Oh yeah, I have something I wanted to ask you too, Kiyama, Asahina. You two are childhood friends, right? Yeah, we are. We also live next door to each other. We basically grew up together. We're like family. Oh ho ho! But you call Natsuke by her first name, don't you? And here I thought you did that with Asahina. Well, it's a long story, but my friendship with Natsuki-san goes higher than mountains, deeper than oceans even. He's exaggerating. He used to call her by her last name. Correct. I actually asked him to call me by my first name. Yeah, that's bold coming from you. Why'd you do that? Well, I was a little jealous of Ayaka-san. They're close friends, so they call each other by their first names. Therefore, I asked Kazunori-san to call me by my first name, too. It's what close friends do, after all. Yeah, Natsuki-san and I became buddies thanks to the cooking club, so she sees Kazakun all the time. He only began calling her by her first name after she asked him to. Close friends, huh? Well, good luck with that. Staring at Ayaka, Kirishima-senpai beams devilishly. I lean forward and whisper into her ear. Senpai, do you think I have a chance with Natsuke-san? Don't ask me that. Wait, which girl are you even aiming for? Kazakun, you've got sauce on your clothes. Ayaka interrupts me before I can reply. Thank God she did, because I don't actually know what to say. Leon-chan talks about Kazunori-san from time to time, you know? She's always saying that he's a tactful and dependable guy. Huh? Are you sure? It's possible I said something like that, but I really doubt it. What? Senpai? Don't tell me you. Idiot. As if. Kirishima-senpai karate chops me on the head. She obviously didn't try very hard, because it didn't hurt. If you really want to be seen as dependable, you gotta put the effort in. Man, I wish you would have said you were at least somewhat interested in your cute junior. Oh, talking big, are we? Well, it's not like I dislike you. But I have to say, Asahina, you sure must be having a hard time with him. It's hopeless. Boys will be boys. Yeah, we can't help but appreciate a fine woman. Don't be cocky. Ouch. They jointly bonk me on the head. This time it does hurt. Oh well, I guess it's not so bad. After classes, I rush over to the student council room. Excuse me, I'm from the literature club. I'm here to submit our club's activity schedule. Oh, much appreciated. I knew asking Kirishima-senpai for help would speed things up. Ahaha, I'm honestly sorry you had to ask. My bad. There don't seem to be any problems with your activity schedule. Thanks again. Satisfied with the schedule, the staff member returns to his seat. Oh, it's you, Kiyama. You came to hand over your club's activity schedule? Yeah, sorry for troubling you. The student council seems busy. Something like that? That's why they dragged me here to help them out again. Former president, I mean Kirishima-senpai, I'm nowhere near as capable as you. Can you check over these documents for me, please? Sure, sorry, Kiyama. Looks like I can't chat with you right now. It's no biggie. By the way, do you need a hand? No, it's okay. We're not that busy today. Besides, don't you have to go back? Your childhood friend's bringing you cookies, right? She'll be sad if you're not there. Cookies from the cooking club? Way to go, Kiyama. I wish I had such a nice childhood friend. I was told we'll be getting some of those cookies later too, by the way. For real? Okay, that's it. I'll work hard so that I can welcome them as best I can. Aye, aye, aye. What a self-serving bunch you guys are. Smiling wryly, Kirishima-senpai returns to her seat where the staff manager left the documents for her. In order not to bother them any longer, I politely excuse myself and leave the student council room. As I enter the literature club's room, I find Ayase sitting quietly by the window. She's so concentrated on the book she's reading that she doesn't even notice me. Don't waste your time, senpai. Naruin is trapped inside the world of books right now. Hello? You scared me half to death. The soft whisper in my ear causes me to jump back in shock. I turn to see a girl standing next to me, cackling in amusement. Kokoro Kukizawa. I'm trying. One of the few members of our small club. It's probably, Kokoro. No need to freak out. I do this every day, don't I, senpai? I know. You always sneak up on me and I'll never get used to it. Darkness just can't stay away from you. That might be why you struggle getting used to it. I guess. Indeed, someone like you has been possessed by darkness is far too tempting for me to resist. Kukizawa always pesters me with her manic antics. She acts normal in class for whatever reason. I can hear your poor heart crying out. It'll only anguish and suffocating pain if you keep waiting in the mundane ways of this world. I don't need you to act out what I'm thinking. It shouldn't come as a surprise that I, Dark Bind Princess, a prisoner of darkness, can read you like a book. Dark Bind Princess, huh? That's just like her. She never says anything like that anywhere other than the literature club. To put it bluntly, Kukizawa is a Chinobiyu. Yeah, she is. I gathered that quickly. I don't have any issues with Chinobiyus, to be honest. I actually think they're kind of cool. Chunny, whatever. Open the gates of your heart and surrender yourself to the realm of darkness, Senpai. A world of pleasure and punishment awaits you. Damn, sounds like Hellraiser. Punishment sounds like a hassle, so I'll have to pass on your offer. By the way, isn't this hard for you? I mean, you have to pretend you're normal in class and all. I am only able to reveal my true nature within the confines of this barrier. A mere step outside without my guise would have dire consequences, so I must endure the pain while pretending to be another. So that's what you meant. Yeah, sounds like a pain in the ass. That's a no from me. How dare you reject me so coldly? I thought you'd be thrilled to join the dark side with me, Senpai. You're stepping out of line, you know? Pardon my rudeness. All it takes to break my facade is but a distraction, for I have spent all too much time immersed in the filthiness of this world. I like watching her have fun with her chinny antics. It's a healthy enough hobby, at least. Anyway, it doesn't seem like we're bothering ISA, despite all the noise we're making. Naoreen has her own barrier. When she slips inside, it is nigh unbreakable without a marvelous, intense power. That's fine. I'm glad she has things that she likes to do. Why do you speak as though you have nothing you enjoy? I know you have pleasures of your own, don't you? What's that? Pleasures, you say? Deviant Angels, Prima V... Ugh! I managed to cover her mouth just in time. How the hell does she know that arrow gay? Now, how do you know about that game? She taps my head. Oh, right. She can't talk while I've got my hand here. I very nearly suffocated. My consciousness almost slipped into the darkness. I know all about how you like games where naughty things happen to innocent girls, and how you secretly buy them to get your nightly fix. I see. You sure are lucky ISA is over there reading. I might have given you a good smack on the head or your chest otherwise. Looks like I've escaped certain death, haven't I? Tell me, woman, how do you know about all this? As you might expect, I witnessed my beloved senpai shopping for them. I can't say I expected it to be something that simple. It was but a few fortnights before. You were reaching out for a game with virtuous-looking girl on the cover. You were reaching out for a game with... A virtuous, I think it's supposed to be A there, was a virtuous looking girl on the cover, caught by tentacles and struggling. She's pretending to cough while her face turns bright red. She must be imagining something perverted. Good, I like it when she's embarrassed. Well, that's about it. So in other words, you saw me buying a hardcore arrow gay and then stalked me? I expected no less from a child of darkness. You're almost correct. What part did I get wrong? I wasn't stalking you. I was simply drawn by your dark essence. That's the same thing. Anyway, you can't tell anyone, okay? But of course, let this be a dark promise between you and me, Senpai. In exchange, I'd like you to lend me these materials. Wait, you want to play them? Wouldn't you agree that we need to share information so that I may have a better understanding of a Herald of Darkness like you? I mean, I didn't know you were into that sort of thing, Kukizawa. That's how it starts. Oh no, not at all, I'm just curious. Your request is denied. Meanie. Even though she's my precious Kohai, I can't lend her my hardcore porn games. I might have just called her precious, but I'm positive she doesn't find me respectable anymore. You seem shaken by my request. I knew you were possessed by darkness. Now I'm even more interested in you, Senpai. I find it really worrying that you have that sort of interest, you know. Hey guys, I brought you some cookies. Who? Oh, it's just you, Ayaka. What's wrong? Are you being perverted again? Please, not you too. It pains my poor heart to hear you talking like that. Hello, Asina-senpai. Hello, Nao-chan. Sorry to disturb. It's okay, thank you for the cookies. Ayase puts down her book and walks towards us. She takes the cookies from Ayaka and carefully places them on the table. I'll make some tea. What kind do you prefer? Oh, I'd like milk tea. I'm sorry, but Natsuki-san's waiting for me in the club room, so I don't have time. Oh, okay. We'll take care of the cookies. Yeah, help yourselves to them. Kazu-kun, let me know how they are, okay? Don't worry, I will. The three of us are gonna have a feast, huh? Where's Kukizawa? Kukizawa was just standing right next to me. I have no idea where she went. Aha, She escaped, huh? That's too bad. I would have liked to have seen her, but I don't think she likes me. I don't think that's the case. Oh well, I can't do anything about it. Tell her I said hi, okay? See you later, guys. She gives us a wry smile, waves, and leaves the club room. Om nom nom. Asina-senpai truly makes the most delicious fresh baked cookies. Where the hell did you come from? For Darkbind Princess, a prisoner of darkness hiding in the shadows is but a trifling task. It's as easy as stealing candy from a baby. Stealing candy from a baby sounds dark enough, I guess. What would you like to drink, Kokoron? Wow. A frozen drop of darkness thawed by fire. Okay, I understand. Nao has the patience of a saint. How? Ayase brings two glasses of tea and an iced cola. So it was cola, huh? As a brief aside, we have a small freezer in the middle of the club room, which we can use whenever we want. It seems to have been here for years. I'm grateful to the students who left it for us. This is delicious. I can't go a day without savoring this delectable flavor. I'm not good with carbonated drinks. You'll get a taste for them sooner or later, Nalrin. Maybe. My, I guess I need to try them too. Mmm, they're really good. Shortbread cookies, huh? They taste so good when served alongside milk tea. Kokoron, Asina-senpai looks so sad, you know? Yes, I know. I was watching her from the shadows. Don't fret, Naorin. I promise I don't hate her. You really should talk to her sometime. You're always avoiding her. Everyone is one or two people they struggle with. She's the sun to my shadow. The closer she gets to me, the more I must flee from her. I feel like I understand you, but at the same time, I definitely don't. Asina-senpai is a little overprotective. Maybe that's why Kokoron avoids her. I expect to know less from a fellow darkness dweller. How come you understand her so well, Ayase? She simply smiles. She's usually quiet, but gets so talkative around Kukuzawa. They get along so well. By the way, Senpai, games where naughty things happen to innocent girls, what's that all about? I shoot Kukuzawa a nasty glare. The color drains from her face and she shakes her head as if to rid herself of the blame. You are listening? ISA nods. How long? From the moment I heard Deviant Angel's Primer or something. Ah! That means she listened to our whole conversation. Caught by tentacles and struggling. Ah! Stop it, please! What's an Iroge? No further questions. Anything more is off limits. I see, that's too bad. It's like, Naorin, I'd like you to stay the way you are, pure and chaste, untainted by darkness. Stay away from the likes of Senpai and me. I understand, but I feel a little left out. Ugh, I feel bad for ISA. But there's no way in hell I'd introduce such a pure girl to tentacle rape and whatnot. Exactly. If I did that, there's no way I'd ever forgive myself. Darkness lies within everyone's hearts. Release it all at once and you'll hurt other people, even if you only mean it in jest. Yes, I believe you're right. Thank you for looking after me, Kokoron. So don't mention it. Kukuzawa's face turns red. Deep down, she's pure as well. Alright! Wow, that was a lot. So far, nothing amazing has happened yet. I guess it takes a while. If you guys want to, you know, more of this to see if it goes somewhere, which it's supposed to, just make sure that you like the video and watch the video. You know, the more people that check this one out, the more likely I am to do the second part. But you can pick up the game and get a lot further than what we are here if you go get it at Jast USA for about $31 or $35, depending on the sale price. So go on ahead and check it out. At any rate, guys, this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. Later.